Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettiglia along with Herb Tyler. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Let's go to our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started from Louisiana Radio Network, covering the LSU Tigers, Jeff Palermo. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for joining us early this morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Jeff. Man, what a weird game. I mean, you think about from early in the season, man, that was a lot of hope in Arkansas, maybe. This could turn around for Sam Pittman and the Razorbacks. They win the first two games. Mm-hmm. Again, you look at the opponents in Alabama, A&M, and Arkansas State. You get it. And then seven straight losses. And during that time frame, Sam Pittman gets fired. Bobby Petrino takes over as the head coach. Their offense has played really well, to be honest with you. It's explosive. They've been in virtually every game in that seven-game loss, with the exception of the blowout against the Irish. Notre Dame kind of took the belt to them and pretty good. Their defense, despite the fact they've got two real signature players in Quincy Rhodes Jr. and Xavier Sory, they have not played well, have given up a ton of big plays. You have a signature quarterback in Talen Green. But, you know, can you tell me one thing LSU consistently on offense can do real well?
Ooh, not really. I mean, I would have said, hey, you know, Tre'Davious Green is a guy that they can, you know, consistently go to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, last week was especially that drop pass. I don't know if it would have mattered. You know, I mean, I think probably Alabama wins that game, but here he is wide open. LSU still has a chance. Yeah. LSU's deep in its own end. Van Buren throws it right to him, and he drops it. He dropped another one. LSU really the last couple of games here against A&M and against Alabama have really struggled to figure out how to get him the ball. I think part of it is, you know, teams now realize, hey, he's the guy. You got to make sure you defend him. But then again, Alabama left him wide open. So, yeah, there's nothing. I mean, when you don't score more than 25 points against an FBS opponent all season long, that just tells you your offense is not very good and you can't really do anything well.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, now is when – and Herb said it right. When we started getting – you know, reports, re-injured that abdomen muscle for Nussmeier. I was like, this is the kind of the grease the skid that Van Buren's going to be the starter here. I mean, they wanted to give him that opportunity, and change it up, see what he's got out on the field. He does give you some mobility and some movement skills that just right now Garrett can't do and really hasn't shown much of since he's been the starter at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very weird situation. I mean, to go from, you know, this is our guy, probable, you know, but Frank Wilson at the same time saying he's probable, but it's concerning. I've never heard a coach say, yeah, the guy's probable, but the injury is very, you know, is concerning. That was kind of the red flag to me that this was probably more significant. Let's see if Michael. I think what it does do, guys, it does add a little intrigue into this game just to see, right? I mean, how much has LSU been held back this season because they don't have a mobile quarterback? I mean, has that been a problem? Has it been just too easy for defenses to kind of key on a guy like Nussmeier? Because I don't want to say he's a statue back there, but he's not a guy he's no threat at all to the defense as far as running. I just can't get into the camp though. Hey, this is a big game for Michael Van Buren and the fact. I mean, it's going to be a big game for Van Buren because he's going to be able to show. He's going to be able to put a little bit more game tape on film, but I'm not sitting here saying that he's going to be the starting quarterback next year. And I honestly think that whoever is the next head coach, very much like what Brian Kelly did when he got here, he's going to go in the transfer portal and go find his guy. Even if there may be, you know, with Brian Kelly, everybody thought it was going to be Miles Brennan. Okay, it's Miles Brennan time. And Brian Kelly looked at it and said, I want a guy that can do, I want a dual threat quarterback. And I have a feeling that whoever is the next head coach is probably going to look at the quarterback room, and there's not going to be many guys to look at to begin with, and just say, I'm going to go get somebody else. Unless Van Buren just completely lights it up here over these next three games if he gets the opportunity to start. So it's not like you can go into this game and say, all right, we're going to get a glimpse into the future of what LSU football might look like with Michael Van Buren, because I don't know if there's really much of a future beyond the season when it comes to Michael Van Buren and the LSU Tigers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Herb?
Absolutely. The crazy part about it, you were talking about, you know, that Nuss has been a statue back there. The problem is he hasn't been a statue back there. He's been happy feet, and he's been, you know, just trying to get out of the pocket before he can even set his feet to be able to throw the football. And that's the difference that I saw last week with Michael Van Buren. Now, with that being said, you know, the thing about LSU's offense is that we can move the ball, you know, outside of the red zone. When we get into that what, you know, Frank calls the red zone, the white zone, and the blue zone, you know, which starts at the red zone. What do you think LSU can do this week, today, to score touchdowns versus kicking field goals once they get in the red zone?
Well, I mean, maybe this is where, you know, the zone read, read options, those kind of things mm-hmm. that you really just can't do with Nussmeier. Maybe this is something that you can do. And yeah, I agree. I agree, Herb, because I just think the pass rush really got into the head of Garrett Nussmeier as the season went along. And now having someone in there that hasn't been beaten up for 8-9 games, maybe there's just a different perspective as far as how Van Buren handles the rush and is able to elude the rush. But I, outside of, you know, more read option or zone read, whatever you want to do, I mean, to me, Tre'Davious Green is still the guy that you got to try to figure out how to get the football to and see if that can't, you know, just throw it up there and see if he can't make a play. So it's tough. It's tough. It's because here we are, we're in week 10, and I know they're changing quarterbacks, so you're obviously changing things up a little bit, but it's hard to change a pattern that what we've seen here over the last 9 games. Maybe there's something a little different here. I do think it's just going to help going up against a defense that's not very good. You know, it might not be so much what LSU does today. It just might be because of how bad Arkansas is that LSU ends up scoring 30 plus points in this game, because that's what pretty much every team that has played Arkansas has done this season.
I think one of the things, Jeff, anytime you see a quarterback change, and I'm a big believer when kind of things go awry, it's not about plays, it's about players. And he had a difficult game against Alabama, didn't play well catching the ball, but still, Tre'Davious Green and Harlan Berry, they got to touch the ball more. Those are your playmakers right now. But we've seen this with other college teams. You make a change at quarterback. And because who they've practiced with, for the most part, a guy that was not a frontline player becomes that because I trust that dude. Okay? Ertz's been in that spot as a quarterback. I trust that receiver. Yep. Is there a player on that LSU roster as a wide receiver or a tight end that because of the fact he's worked maybe a little bit more with Van Buren, that he gets a little bit more playing time today?
Maybe the guy that kind of just sticks out in my head is Kyle Parker, just because I've, you know, when I've watched him this season, I've just kind of always felt that he should probably play more than he does. And so he's been a second stringer most of the season. He's been working on the second unit. So he's going to, there's going to be a little bit more, there should be, at least at this point, a good connection with your second string quarterback in Van Buren. So maybe this is a game for him where he really has a big performance, because I think, out of this group of receivers, you know, especially since Chris Hilton has just completely disappeared for the most part. and Aaron Anderson, I think, has just tried to battle through numerous injuries, and I don't think we really saw the real Aaron Anderson. Nick Anderson is hurt. Darian Brown has been, I mean, he's been okay. I don't think he's been the difference maker that I think a lot of people, or the explosive player that I think a lot of people thought. So I when I look at the depth and look at, okay, where is the next really good wide receiver, the one guy that I can circle as that potentially being that guy is Kyle Parker, because he's made some nice grabs. Again, he was another guy that dropped a pass last week against Alabama. But to me, maybe because to me, he's got maybe the best talent on this team as far as wide receivers go, but he just hasn't had the playing time to show it. And this could be one of those games where it's just wild and crazy. I think, you know, you got two teams that are really desperate for a victory. Both teams have just really struggled. You got a backup quarterback. You got interim head coaches. There's just a lot of reasons why this game could be nuts. And maybe, you know, Kyle Parker comes out of nowhere and, you know, has a 7-catch, 115-yard kind of game. I mean, that's the potential of what you could have in a game like this.
Because of Green at quarterback, okay, you got to have a spy on him. I would think Perkins, for the most part, would be that guy because, to me, he's much better headed up the field in drive than in reverse, okay? His coverage skills are shaky, to say the least. But we saw 2 years ago, and it seems like eons ago, okay, when he took over an Arkansas game, that he was like, okay, guys, I got it. Y'all just sort of watch. And he took over that game from start to finish. The Perkins matchup today is going to be one to watch and how Blake Baker uses him. What you don't want to do is to chase Talon Green outside the pocket, and then all of a sudden he takes off running downfield. But his role in this defense today becomes super important. I'm not real sure, because to me, Lenore Sellers seemed to almost have made a business decision that, man, I'm not running the ball all the time against LSU. He's a big man. He can throw the football downfield. He can hum it. But he wasn't the guy that we saw a year ago that would just take off running with it. The one thing with Talon Green, when you watch him, man, he ain't got no fear of running the football. He just take off running with it downfield and get some big yardage. Your thoughts on how they would use Harold Perkins today?
Well, no, I think that's a good strategy. And I would say maybe the difference between Talon Green and Lenore Sellers is that Sellers was playing behind a really bad offensive line, an injury-riddled offensive line, and I think he was kind of going through the same thing as Garrett Nussmeier. In that he was just getting beat up quite a bit. And I actually, when I was watching South Carolina, I really, my respect grew for Sellers because he's getting pummeled back there. And he was the only guy that was really trying to do something. Whereas for Talon Green, Arkansas's offensive line is not bad. I mean, it's a decent group. And then they got a running back who's really good as well. You're one of the top rushing teams in the country. So I think it's just a better part of their game. I think you got a good play caller in Bobby Petrino. I just think there's a lot more confidence offensively for Arkansas, where South Carolina was just kind of, it was a hope and a prayer, where I think there's more of a plan here with Arkansas and what they're trying to do offensively, and it's shown. And that's why they've been such an explosive team. But, yeah, I want to keep it as simple as possible for Harold Perkins. A lot of times when he's out there in coverage, he just looks completely lost out there. I know that's the position that he's got to play, but he does. It seems like whenever you take out the aggressiveness out of Harold Perkins, I think that's when he becomes so much less of a player. So, tell Harold Perkins, make sure Talon Green, when he gets out of the pocket, you go after him. I know it probably can't be that simple, but I think you got to simplify it as much as possible with that guy to get the best out of what you're looking for from Harold Perkins.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Man. Always appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. You have a good one. Thanks.
That was Jeff Palermo from the Louisiana Radio Network, and his Inside the Tiger Den segment is brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll come back to finish it up here in hour number one of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.